If I were you, I'd take precaution. Before I step to meet my girl, you know, cause in some you'll think she's the best thing. Fellow like the vote getting paid late, so better lay low. Scheming on hot money and the whole show. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's a winner to you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know? Me and a crew used to do her.
For the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
I just want you.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Why you gotta leave no choice. Can't live without her. Love me or hate me, we will be boys.
CFW.
said, "We are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can't.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
Cause I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
CFW. Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
CFW. follow me to higher ground. Lost as you swear I am. Don't throw away your basic needs, ambience and vanity.
Spin me out. Don't scream about. Don't think aloud. Turn your head now, baby. Just
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW. Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
Someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15.
Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers.
Mike McKay in the morning, 105.7 CFW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So, I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, CarMex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for CarMax? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer, coming up. Alfred Woolwing created CarMax in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for CarMax when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
New sponsored by Peck Farms. Looking to make cash by renting out farmland? Contact Mark Peck at markpeck302@gmail.com, where great farming starts with great partnerships.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Trade and Consumer Protection is encouraging high school juniors to apply for the Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. According to a press release, the agency is hoping to have 15 members in total, with at least one from each of the 9 council districts. The council is meant to help students interested in an agricultural career learn about the challenges facing the industry, sources of assistance, and increase awareness of agricultural policy development. Applications must be submitted by March 31st. A new report found Wisconsin students are still lagging behind pre-pandemic levels for math and reading scores. According to the Education Recovery Scorecard released by the Center for Education Policy Research at Harvard University, Wisconsin students are months behind in math and half a grade behind in reading scores. Despite the lower scores, the state still ranked 16th for math recovery and 30th for reading recovery. The report also found over 80% of students are in districts that haven't recovered to 2019 achievement levels. Rice Lake Area School District officials say they saw a slight decrease in student enrollment since September. According to district officials, 12 students are no longer part of the district as of their January count. The decrease is not a massive change in the total student population of over 2,000, but decreasing enrollment has commonly been cited as a driving factor for districts proposing operational referendums to meet their funding needs. The September count is the one included in the rolling 3-year averages to determine revenue limits. The Menominee City Council has voted to approve an expansion of available parking spots for residents with parking permits. At their meeting last week, the council approved an ordinance change that would allow on-street day permit parking in certain areas. The added parking availability would cover the 500 block of South Broadway, the 100 block of 6th Avenue, the 300 block of Crescent Avenue, and multiple blocks along Wilson Avenue. The parking spots will also remain metered and available for public use. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Another frigid day with sunny skies, a high of only 4 above. Wind chill values, though, as low as 38 below, especially in the morning. Tonight, partly cloudy, dangerously cold again with a low of negative 14. Wind chill values down to 30 below. It's 15 below at our studios.
CFW. You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like, it makes me feel like, woo! Oh,
80s.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
90s. And more. 105.7 CFW.